tender beef filet mignons, 2 beefy top sirloins, 4 crispy chicken fried steaks, 2 boneless pork chops, 4 all-beef Omaha steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, 12 ounces of all-beef meatballs, 1 pound of steakhouse fries, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 Omaha Steaks seasoning packet, plus you get 4 more grill-ready Omaha Steak burgers with your purchase. And again, this is a limited-time package for only $49.99. When you go to omahasteaks.com and type SCORE in the search bar, add Father's Day package to your cart. Don't wait. This offer will end soon. Go to omahasteaks.com, type SCORE in the search bar, grab your dad.
Illinois CyberKnife deploys revolutionary technology in the fight against prostate cancer in just 5 outpatient treatments. With CyberKnife treatment for prostate cancer, there's no pain, no surgery, and you can go back to your normal activities right after treatment. Prostate cancer doesn't fight fair. Neither should you. For more information, contact Illinois CyberKnife at 847-723-0100 or visit IllinoisCK.com, a service of Advocate Lutheran General Hospital. No case is typical. Results will vary by patient, and there's no guarantee you'll experience these results. The award-winning Bolingbrook Golf Club and Golf Academy are now open for the 2018 season. Take advantage of spring rates and play the course everyone's raving about. Use Book Now for special green fee discounts and take advantage of the Titleist Pro V1 promotion. Buy 3 dozen and receive 1 dozen free personalized golf balls. No time to play? Fine-tune your game at their driving range and golf academy, rated in the top 50 nationwide. Prime outing dates are still available with incredible banquet options inside the private lake clubhouse. For information or to book your tee time, visit BolingbrookGolfClub.com.
So, you're tired again because you had another restless night's sleep. It's time to do something. But first, you've got to go to a Sleep Number store and experience adjustable comfort of a Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It is the perfect bed for couples. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, last twice as long, and 9 out of 10 owners recommend them. Queen mattresses start at only $899.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at SleepNumber.com or any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You know how 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness?
Yeah, what's with the 10th couple?
Maybe they've never known smart sleep.
Or maybe they've never felt comfort like this.
Well, they don't have a bed that adjusts on both sides to their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. Their Sleep Number set.
We should help them.
Good thing we got great sleep. 10th couple, we got you!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, it's the last chance to find final clearance savings on the Queen C4 mattress, only $10.99. Save $500, our lowest price ever. End soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match 2 select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
And now, an ad from Dad.
All right, save money on car insurance when you bundle home and auto with Progressive.
Can I take these off?
All right.
What is this? This looks good.
Wow.
That's well made.
Where did you get this? I'm talking to you, with the hair. Yeah, where did you get this? It's good stuff. That's solid. That's not veneer, that's solid stuff.
Progressive can't save you from becoming your parents, but we can save you money when you bundle home and auto. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
So working from home is kind of my thing. We're talking rolling out of bed and hopping onto a conference call about another conference call I took yesterday in my bathrobe. You won't find me stuck in traffic on Lakeshore or crammed on the L, but you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. And since I switched to AT&T Unlimited, I get reliable home internet on them. So my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home and likely pantsless.
Switch to AT&T Unlimited, get free home internet. More for your thing. That's our thing.
Limited Chicago offer. Requires port into Unlimited Plus Enhanced starting $90 per month. May experience slower wireless speeds after 22 gigabytes per line per month. Qualifying internet free after bill credit starting within 2 bills. Up to $99 install or activation fee. Taxes, charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Panera now delivers. so you can order good, clean food right to your office or door or porch or backyard or front yard or apartment or dorm or castle or shop or worksite or wherever Panera delivers for lunch, dinner, and everywhere in between. Click the banner to order or visit PaneraBread.com. Participating locations only. Panera. Food as it should be.
Hey, thanks for listening to The Score on your mobile device, your laptop, your desktop, whatever you stream us on. We've got Chicago sports fans covered. The Score is Chicago's first and number one sports talk station. We're live from Chicago and dedicated to the Chicago sports fan. It's what's driven us for over 25 years now. But we couldn't have done it without you, the loyal Score listener. Thanks for listening to Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago's sports station.
ABC.
This is Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com. Chicago Sports Station.
This segment brought to you by the Chicago Dogs. Chicago Dogs baseball is here. Be one of the first to experience a game at Impact Field, our new world-class ballpark in Rosemont. Visit thechicagodogs.com to get your tickets today.
Ambiguous, nebulous, ephemeral. Keep going.
Mully and Hanley, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 The Score. That's Kevin's new favorite drop. And if you don't like Kevin, make sure to listen to the Screamers and Podcast, Screamers and Howlers podcast.
He is a sick puppy.
And I will lambast him for you, because we're going to argue about the World Cup. We've got the first of two shows breaking down the World Cup. It's in a couple of weeks, so that works. The timing works out very well for us.
And every time we mention it, we get many Twitter followers. So remember, at Screamer Howler on Twitter, at Screamer Howler on Twitter.
Yeah, we don't dumb down the game for anybody, and it really has nothing to do with explaining anything. It's more the two of us just arguing.
Will you use nebulous, ambiguous, and ephemeral?
No, we'll use much smaller, simpler words.
Because Joe, those were the words Joe used to describe whatever happened after the Joe Musgrove slide into Javi Baez. And he could go on, but he's okay with the slide, so at least he's consistent. If you're going to ballyhoo that Anthony Rizzo was just playing good, hard baseball a couple days ago, you couldn't have an issue with the pitcher of the Pirates sliding in to break up a would-be double play with Javi Baez, although Javi Baez had an issue with the 6'5", 268-pound pitcher who kind of towered over him, and that ended the conversation.
And what does he say about Javi Baez? He's a guy who likes to start a lot of stuff, but... not so good at finishing anything.
He had a lot of thoughts today.
Boy, I mean, he kind of went after Javi a little bit for not...
Tim Anderson.
You know, you're going to start that, then you better go ahead and finish it. You get, you know, I'm going to start something, and then Anthony Rizzo is going to run over here.
Here comes Wilson Contreras, so watch yourself.
He'll
he was the first one on the scene out there. Of course, he always is.
That is
but
a header.
But the bullpen guys came running out.
Entire bullpen came out, and then Contreras broke off and just started screaming at Tyler Chatwood.
Just because. he's in the neighborhood.
Oh, my God. All right, let's get to the phone lines. Kirk is in Bridgeport. Hi, Kirk.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I got a... just a quick one. I've been a season ticket holder for like 18 years, and for me, you know, baseball is a pastime. It's a great way to spend your spring and summer nights and hopefully your fall, you know, relaxing. And you guys were touching a little bit on what the product for the White Sox has been. And, you know, last year it did seem like they were playing better. And you look at it, and like you said, some of the errors, especially with, like, Anderson and Makata, you know, and what they're doing on the field, it's little league-esque, you know?
It's shocking.
What they're doing.
It's like watching a Liverpool goalie. I got you.
Oh, God. Let's not even go there. I mean, the thing is in the back of my mind, and it's kind of funny, I got on the phone a couple days after the postgame with Lawrence Holmes, and he talked about having faith in the rebuild and all that, and I was all on, and I'm still there because being a fan, that's what you got to do for the team.
Yeah.
I got a question, and I got to wonder, and I want input from you guys. Do you think it has anything to do with the coaching staff?
See, now, Kirk, that was going to be my question
Thanks,
to you.
Kirk.
Who does that reflect poorly
well,
on?
Well, it does reflect poorly
on
the coaching
staff. Is it just the young youth talent development?
No, it should be better than it is. And, I mean, you know what? You can handle guys that aren't as good as the team you're playing. Right. You can handle the fact that you got a lot of young guys and, you know, you got a right fielder that couldn't catch
right.
a ball. I mean, I get all that. But when everybody on the field is kicking the ball around, I was lucky enough to go to the game they won in Detroit. It's so much fun to go and see your team win. It's such a few and far between. We used to talk about the moral victories and the one game, the one run losses and stuff like that. And that's okay. But when they are like the game yesterday, I sat down to watch that game and enjoy it. And I want to go to more games if they have any day games. I've missed a couple, but I do love going to games. But man, was that torturous.
It's going to be tough enough when Corey Kluber's taking the ball anyway.
Exactly. But
you
when
don't
you
need
sit
to be,
down
you know,
and you start watching, it's like, oh my God, this is awful.
I have a question for you right after I tell everyone, here's your chance to win $1,000 here on the Score. This hour's keyword is peanut, like the FBI agent. Text peanut 72881 is the number. Do it by the top of the hour. The keyword is peanut to 72881. One randomly selected nationwide entrant from this hour is going to win $1,000. Please don't text and drive, and data and message rates may apply. Is it me, or have I detected Ricky Renteria being a little more curt this week and a little bit short in his demeanor and his questions? He didn't even, he was asked directly. The media were held out for 25 minutes because the players had a players-only meeting.
Yes.
I don't know if it was at the urging of Ricky telling the guys, you better start talking about some things, or Jose Abreu and some of the leaders got it together. But he said, no, there's no meeting, even though the players immediately said, no, there was a meeting. It just seems like he's more, and maybe it's just frustration with what he sees on a day-in, day-out basis, and he knows it's got to be better than that, no matter the wins and losses and the record. But he just seems like he's not as happy-go-lucky, optimistic, positive self this week.
But would you be? It's hard,
no,
man. It's hard to.
I just,
and I know that the whole idea is to just keep cheerleading and keep.
Right.
But when your team's kicking the ball around like that, let's be honest about it. It reflects on the coaches and it reflects on the manager. And that's the question that Kirk brought up. And it's the one you ask. And you don't think that's going through his head?
Yeah.
You don't think he realizes that?
How are you being judged?
Not,
you're not being judged on wins.
No.
So how are you being, how do you quantify?
Yeah.
Production and progress and what you're seeing every day if you're the front office.
I think they knew they were going to be bad, and I think they felt they would be better later in the year than they are now, but I don't know that they felt they'd be this bad. It's been shocking. And, again, September doesn't mean anything, and you can't take that and hang on to it and think it means something. But I think that there was a good feeling at the end of last year that carried over into training camp and then ended pretty quickly, and now they're just in the kind of dog days of we're awful, and it's just a different feeling altogether. 312-644-6767. Let's squeeze in Michael. He's on the road. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, guys. If I were – you had a guest on earlier in the show discussing the Twitter account of the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yes.
And one of his comments – if I were an athlete and listening to the program, I would have been appalled. I thought that would have been his Roseanne Barr moment when he said, half of the athletes aren't smart anyway and have short memories. I just wondered, was that a joke or is that how he actually feels about professional athletes? I was surprised that no one else had mentioned that after he made that comment.
Well, I heard what he said. Howard Eskin is a longtime guy, Philadelphia guy. He's very brash and real. He's what he's attempting to do is apparently defend Brian Colangelo and dismiss the idea that players are affected by these tweets. He's just trying to downplay it because he apparently...
He was not a fan of Sam Hinkie.
Yes, and he likes Brian Colangelo.
Yeah.
So I took it more, Michael, as a defense of Colangelo than an attack on players. I don't think... I doubt Howard really feels that way. I think
I'm just reporting the news.
And he's given to hyperbole and sort of
reading some of the columns in the Philadelphia Inquirer today, too, though. There were some columnists who've talked to agents who didn't want to go on record.
Right.
But said ultimately it's going to come down to how much money are you offering my client. And I'm going to advise them in kind. And even if the player says I don't want to be there necessarily because of this, I will have to balance it and tell him, here.
And I think his point wasn't that players are dumb or anything like that. He was just saying all they care about is money.
Right.
Which is, the rule of free agency is the guy that pays the most usually wins. Every once in a while, someone will give you a hometown discount or someone will want to come to a team and be willing to accept less, but not significantly less, right? I mean, $184 million contract as opposed to whatever, a couple million more. It's generational wealth, and I'll take this as long as I don't have to be the guy. All right, we're going to come back with Transition. It's Mully and Hanley on the Score.
The Bernstein and McKnight Show, middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Joe Madden. Anthony did absolutely the right thing in that situation to break up a double play. I mean, these people that are arguing against that, my God, my baseball sensibilities are absolutely being attacked there.
Bernstein and McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive's Employee of the Month, 2 months in a row. Leave a message at the... Hi, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. I just had a new idea for our song about the Name Your Price tool. So when it's like, tell us what you want to pay, hey, 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 and the trombone goes, blah, 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 and you say, we'll help you find coverage options to fit your budget. Then we just all do finger snaps while a choir goes, savings coming at ya, savings coming at ya. Yes? No? Maybe? Anyway, see you at practice tonight. I got new lyrics for the rap break.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So, you're tired again because you had another restless night's sleep. It's time to do something. But first, you've got to go to a Sleep Number store and experience adjustable comfort of a Sleep Number bed. The Sleep Number bed lets you choose your ideal comfort and support on each side. It is the perfect bed for couples. Sleep Number beds cost about the same as a traditional mattress, last twice as long, and 9 out of 10 owners recommend them. Queen mattresses start at only $899.99. You'll only find Sleep Number at sleepnumber.com or any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Find the one nearest you by calling 1-800-SLEEP-NUMBER.
Sleep Number presents a bedtime story.
You know how 9 out of 10 couples prefer a different mattress firmness?
Yeah, what's with the 10th couple?
Maybe they've never known smart sleep.
Or maybe they've never felt comfort like this.
Well, they don't have a bed that adjusts on both sides to their ideal firmness, comfort, and support. Their Sleep Number set.
We should help them.
Good thing we got great sleep. 10th couple! We got you!
Does your bed do that? Right now, during our semi-annual sale, it's the last chance to find final clearance savings on the Queen C4 mattress, only $10.99. Save $500, our lowest price ever, and soon. For more details and to find a store near you, go to sleepnumber.com.
What does your morning sound like?
Goodbye, baby.
Is she asleep?
Yeah, finally.
Great. I picked up our favorite breakfast sandwiches from McDonald's.
Ooh. Oh.
My turn.
Here's to making your morning routine a little better. Right now, mix and match two select breakfast sandwiches, like a bacon, egg, and cheese McGriddles, a sausage McMuffin with egg, or a bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit for just $4. Breakfast at McDonald's. Single item at regular price at participating McDonald's for a limited time.
Hey, it's Flo with a super weird word, nightgown. If you ask me, it sounds less like clothes you wear to bed and more like things you say to your clothes. Good night, capri pants, sleep tight sweaters, nightgown. We've got a big day tomorrow. Now a weird word I just made up, flotection. It sounds like great protection for your new home through me and Progressive, and that's because it is. I said good night, capri pants. Go to sleep.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Thanks for streaming The Score. Chicago Sports Radio 670. The new Bernstein and McKnight Show. Middays 9 a.m. to 1.
Kyle Schwarber.
How does one in your situation actually work on it? Are you going into the specifics of foot positioning, of the angle of your first step? Is it vision of how to get a read, how to actually work on seeing the ball better? What's the granular aspect of that kind of practice?
Yeah, you know, I would say it's just a lot of reps. I'm still relatively fresh to the position, and some of these guys out here that we've had or that we have here played the outfield their whole lives, and just being able to watch these guys and be able to talk to them and talk about foot first step quickness and things like that, and how to give yourself a chance on some borderline balls and things like that. Being able to get reps and see all these different kind of ball flights off the bat.
Dan Bernstein, now in middays, joined by returning Score guy Connor McKnight, 9 a.m. to 1, only on Sports Radio 670 The Score and 670thescore.com, Chicago's sports station.
So working from home is kind of my thing. We're talking rolling out of bed and hopping onto a conference call about another conference call I took yesterday in my bathrobe. You won't find me stuck in traffic on Lakeshore or crammed on the L, but you might find me video conferencing with New York in a cleanly pressed shirt and my boxers. And since I switched to AT&T Unlimited, I get reliable home internet on them. So my wireless plan helps me be more productive at work, even when I'm technically at home and likely pantsless.
Switch to AT&T Unlimited, get free home internet. More for your thing, that's our thing.
Limited Chicago offer. Requires port into Unlimited Plus Enhanced starting $90 per month. May experience slower wireless speeds after 22 gigabytes per line per month. Qualifying internet free after bill credit starting within two bills. Up to $99 install or activation fee.
Taxes, charges, and restrictions apply. See store for details.
Hi, I'm Ryan Kelly with TheHomeLoanExpert.com. The 2018 real estate market is hot and homes are selling fast. If you think you're the only person watching those same homes in the same